Hello, this is Ligia Huben. Welcome to Transforming Grief, a place of love where we come together with an open mind and open heart. Navigating the holidays while we are grieving can be very challenging because the emphasis of this time of the year is to be joyful and to be together with those we love. And what happens when we don't have that special person close to us? It can be very painful, and we sometimes may not know what to do. Because it is so important to validate these emotions, I wanted to also offer this message in this format as a podcast. Because last week I wrote it as a blog on my page, on my website, ligiahuben.com, you can find it as a blog. In this occasion, I will be talking about the same topic, the same subject, on how to navigate through this time of the year, although I'll be giving you some different ideas. So if you go to the blog, you can find other ideas, and here I am expanding on something else, okay? So the strategies that we can use the holidays can help us navigate the time. Well, we always start with acknowledging how we feel. It's important that we acknowledge our grief and to know and understand that it is natural and it is okay to feel sad, to feel upset at times, to feel even irritable when we see others joyful, or we may feel overwhelmed, you know, with so many lights, so many celebrations, the music in the atmosphere. All those things may bring emotions which are strong. That's okay. Take a deep breath and understand that it is natural that you may have these reactions because they come from the bottom of your heart, and you may feel these emotions any time of the year. However, they can be intensified during the holidays. So as you acknowledge them and be prepared, then you are taking a step towards how to cope with them. Okay, so remember, be patient. And because grief can be so present, allow yourself time to grieve. Time to grieve, because as we know, grief is unique and we have our own pace, our own way on how to deal with it. I don't like to say that it should be done this way or that way. It's never my intention to say that, because there's no right or wrong. You know, not a right or wrong way to feel the way we do. It is our grief. It is our love to our loved one. So always be patient and take time to be in that place when you are grieving, like very deeply, very strongly. Write down your emotions. Just take your journal and write it down. If you don't have your journal next to you, just a piece of paper and write those emotions down. Those thoughts that are making you feel that way, put it on paper. That helps a lot. Also, something that we want to make sure that we plan ahead, because we want to be realistic with our expectations. Sometimes the traditions that we have had with our loved ones are not the best this time of the year. So let's create new ones. And that may help you in processing either when you share with your family, when you share with friends, or when you are by yourself. That is also important to acknowledge and to follow through. Support, as always, when we are grieving, is so important. So support through friends, family, and also if you can find a grief support group, that would be beautiful because you can share with others about the traditions you had with your loved one. You can even create with your group a beautiful ritual to honor your loved one during this time of the year. I love to do that at my center. I have a center in Miami, Florida, and I like to do that for this time of the year, to have a ritual to honor our loved ones. So people come and they share. So that's something that is very special, very special. Now, when we are also talking about the meaning of the holidays, it's also important to go there, to that very, very private, very personal space that we have in our hearts, and reflect about the meaning. So take some time alone, not to be diverting all the time with the music, with the overwhelming, emotions and sounds all over the place. Take some time to be alone by yourself and think and reflect and remember the beautiful memories you had with your loved one. And as always, take care of yourself, because self-care is essential when we are grieving, because we may forget. I know it's important to just engage in some activities that make you feel comfortable, that relaxes you. So that is something that you could do. Either you can take walks, you can do some readings, or just listening to music can bring some comfort to your heart. Also, paying attention to keep healthy habits. And I know that during the holidays, that might be a little challenging with so many things available, different things to eat and drink and all that. However, do your best to maintain a schedule when you go to sleep, the way you eat. Exercise is also, as we know, so important, and that helps us to change our emotional state, because when we change the physical state, we change how we feel as well. Now, this time of the year, we can also choose to give back to others. Some people are just alone. There are so many elders that they are in nursing homes, assisted living facilities, adult daycare centers. So you may find yourself volunteering. And when we give to others, that brings to our hearts such a beautiful, beautiful sensation. So that's something that you could choose. You can choose which event in the community you want to participate, and then that can also bring you some solace, okay? And because, it can be strong and painful this time of the year, the holidays, and if you feel that you're still in that painful place, very painful, so seek professional help if you need it. Because when you talk to a professional, someone that can understand you and give you ideas and strategies how to navigate the holidays, that can also be of great help to you. Okay? So remember that even in the despite of all this pain that you may feel, you can find some joy in this season. You can embrace the spirit, and it can happen. So if you feel that, it's okay. It's okay to have moments of happiness. And I am so hopeful that you are able to find them, because sometimes people feel guilty when they have some moments of happiness. I know it will be beautiful. And if you feel happy, and if you have those joyful moments, just dedicate them to your loved one. That's so beautiful. And you can do that. I was recently visiting New York where my niece, one of my nieces live. So we were there all together and we just embraced the spirit of the season. New York, it's so amazing with all those lights and the whole sensation that you have in the city. So beautiful. It has been, you know, there was so many years that the last time that I was in New York. And now that I was at this time of the year and having lost my mom 3.5 years ago and my sister 5.5 months ago, it was, it touched my heart and it touched our hearts. Because we were together and we had beautiful moments of joy and we had also sentimental moments remembering her and thinking about how happy she would have been looking at all those lights and being part of that experience. But we had those moments of joy and love and happiness reflecting on the importance of the season. And I shared with you. Because if I say these things to you, it's because I do it as well. All these things that I share with you, ideas, how you can navigate this journey at this time of the year, is because I also do it. And let me tell you, with an open heart, it helps me. So that's why remember that I always talk from those two perspectives, from a grieving person and the professional, the person who has dedicated her life to serve others who are grieving. That is my mission. And I happen also to be a grieving person. So that's why I tell you from my heart all these messages, because I apply them, I do the things I tell you that they can help you with the hope that they can also help you. And always, always remember to be grateful. Yes, we can be grateful. And guess what makes us feel grateful? To have had that time, those precious moments with our loved ones. Those moments that we had with them will always stay in our hearts. From the bottom of my heart to yours, I wish you peace and comfort through this time of the year. And especially, I tell you to open your heart and fill it with so much love, honoring your loved ones.